The Beijing Olympics have already produced plenty of thrills and surprises, but there's something missing, at least in the view of the Chinese hosts of the Games. What's missing is the Chinese martial arts. You may know them as kung fu, but kung fu actually means any cultivated skill. Wushu is the proper term that refers to the Chinese martial arts. Still, you won't hear about wushu at the 2008 Games. That's because wushu is not an Olympic sport, at least not yet. The World's Mary Kay Magstad reports from Beijing.
Wushu is actually not one martial art, but many. Under its umbrella are disciplines as diverse as the swordplay of the Shaolin monks and the fluid Tai Chi Chuan you see in leafy Chinese parks at dawn. What they have in common, says Wushu master Tang Shuhua, is that they require strength from the energy or qi within.
When people practice to a certain level, their eyes are bright and they give off a positive energy. That's their inner qi shining through. There's a saying that goes, when he walks, he's like a good gentlewoman, but when he moves, he's like a strong tiger.
That's what Tang is teaching to a couple dozen young wushu novices in a Beijing park. They drill with swirling kicks and swift chops, and they dream of a day when they can win glory for China. Wu Yi is 13. He's been doing wushu for just over a year, and he practices a couple of hours every morning. He says one day he hopes to compete in the Olympics. That's assuming by then wushu is an Olympic sport. In this Olympics, it's not, despite strong lobbying by China a few years back, including this wushu promotional message.
Today, the Chinese people are not only embracing the noble spirit of the Olympics, but also exerting themselves to integrate their distinctive Oriental sports with those of the world.
Many Chinese can't understand why wushu didn't make it in. Since judo became an Olympic sport after Japan hosted the Olympics, and taekwondo got in after South Korea did. Some even consider it a cultural affront that the International Olympics Committee gave wushu a pass, since they consider all those other martial arts to be derivative forms of wushu. Zhang Bin heads this wushu club practicing in the park. His father and grandfather and his father before him were all masters.
Much of the karate of Japan was passed on from the Tang Dynasty of China. They took it and developed it with their own characteristics. It's just that the world knows karate and taekwondo better because they've been marketed better.
Although wushu, better known in the West as kung fu, has certainly had its share of successful marketing. Think Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, and for those old enough to remember it, the 70s television series Kung Fu.
When you take the pebble from my hand, it will be time for you to leave.
Master Tang says the challenge isn't just getting people familiar with wushu. It's getting enough people in enough countries up to a world-class level in specific standardized forms of the discipline so they can compete in the Olympics. Tang believes mastering wushu is different from mastering other sports.
Mastering wushu is not like a kid reciting or doing math, which you can master really quickly. The interior thing takes a long time to experience and feel. You can only feel it by days and nights of practicing. It is not enough to just get the form down and say you've mastered it.
Tang is also willing to be patient. He believes that as China increasingly opens to the world will open to wushu. And someday, maybe in time for his students to compete, wushu will claim its place at the Olympic Games. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.